So we're live right now. And again, Brad is and Sherry are dealing with the loss of one of Sherry's uncles. A World War II veteran, flew out of Italy into the northern center of Europe, shot down twice, true American hero. I'm sure when Brad joins in tonight or next time, we'll hear more about that. But these men and women who served in World War II are leaving us at a rapid rate now. And with them is going an incredible amount of American history. Stories that will never be duplicated. And it was, of course, the biggest conflict so far in human history. And many of you listening perhaps know people. Perhaps some of you listening served in World War II. There were a lot of very young men then who are still quite with us and have amazing stories. Unfortunately, many of them are stuck in VA domiciliaries. Those are extended care living centers, and they're kind of sectioned off. But at least they have people with them that they can constantly communicate and talk with. I guess we could fast forward and mention that, of course, this is September 11th, and a day of remembrance as to what happened 8 years ago. And what hopefully will never happen again. I think all of you realize that September 11th happened under circumstances that are diametrically opposed to the mainstream media and the government's version and the alleged government investigation of September 11th. We don't need to go into that. All of you know what happened. Do we know enough? I think so. I think we do know enough. I think the evidence is overwhelming that what we're being told is a pile of manure. I think we know that. It's like the Kennedy assassination, like TWA Flight 800. Over 650 witnesses saw a missile or two streak up and hit that airliner, that giant 747, and bring it down, killing everyone on board. And those 650 plus people were not allowed to testify. So once again, our alleged government has lied. They're getting pretty good at it. It's the controllers of the government, I guess, as much as we should be as accurate as possible. It's not necessarily the people in there, although they are complicit because they are silent and they are afraid to challenge what they are told is the truth. And many of them will not do that. So at any rate, do we know enough? Again, I ask the question rhetorically and I'll answer it. I think we do. I don't think we need to continue to beat our brains about extracting minutiae, and I think it is downright absurd, frankly, to try to challenge any senior government official into admitting anything. They're not going to. Many of them don't know, and those that do will die if they speak. So there's a lot of grandstanding going on and this and that. The entire scientific academic community, which has done so much heroic work in determining what's happened in September 11 data, the truth about it, what occurred 8 years ago, have been ignored. They're the ones that need to go talk to so-called senior government officials. But they don't count. So instead we, as this, and I'm not saying anything bad about Mr. Sheen, he works hard, he's a good actor, and all of that, but when you boil it down to what we're dealing with here, we're dealing with a, quote, celebrity, an actor, a TV actor, and we have a president who is an actor. He's a TV actor, too. I think we all know that. It's People Magazine time. So we're being misdirected to take this entire inquisition of what happened, inquiry, it is an inquisition too, into a People Magazine celebrity venue. How asinine, how absurd to look to any celebrity to pull the bacon out of the freezer and let us see what really happened. Look, the government will not tell us anything about UFOs. They will not admit to anything about ET contact. So what are they going to do? Just be pressured by someone, anyone, any actor, any individual, any group? No, it's not going to happen. We've got to be realistic about this. I mean, if Obama knows anything at all about it, and he probably knows something, he's not going to say anything unless he's instructed to. All right, let's throw him a bone here. Let's kind of hint that we know or we suspect or we're on the same page as they are. But please, let's get away from the celebrity thing and get back to reality. It's a joke. The president is a fraud, an imposter, an actor. We just don't need to go there with that. He is not the man. You want to do something? Subpoena Dick Cheney. Well, let's get serious. Obama's a sock puppet, a diversion. Simply a man who does what he's told. Groomed, trained, configured, and essentially genetically programmed to do what he's doing. And I think I'll stop right there. That's just my general overall view of this whole thing. We lost 2,700 good people on that day, thereabouts. But we've gone on to slaughter close to 2 million human beings in Iraq and maybe 2 to 3 in Afghanistan. What does that make us? How hypocritical to mourn the loss of 2,700 people who were used to start a war of genocide and national decimation against Iraq. How hypocritical can that be? Are 2 million, 3 million, 4 million lives less important than 2,700? No. No, they're not. All life is equally valuable. So it does disgust me, the monumental hypocrisy of this country. We know those 2,700 people were used to launch a war that never should have been launched. And I don't think they, if they were around today, would approve of that either. And let's not forget all the people who are dying now after breathing that dust, which was declared by the EPA director at the time as being perfectly safe to breathe. So, what, she? An accessory to murder at the very least. Anyway, we've got a lot of problems here in this country. But just to recap everything, Brad may join us later tonight. We're going to take a break right now, and we'll join Kate as soon as she's available. And I'm glad you're along this evening, so stay tuned.